Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Author Chats. I'm Elizabeth Kelly. Today we are honored to have with us Robert Blagojevich to talk about his new book, A Real Page Turner, titled Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. Welcome, Robert. Robert? Well, I see him on the reader board, but for whatever reason, he hasn't connected yet. In the meantime, I'll set up the piece for all of you. Fundraiser A is the story of Robert Blagojevich's indictment. He is the brother of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, and unfortunately, Mr. Blagojevich was swept in to the swirl of legal issues surrounding Rod Blagojevich, and Robert, the brother, was charged. He was only charged in a couple of counts of a multi-count indictment, but unfortunately, he, as well as his family, had to undergo the ordeal, the trauma of indictment and trial, and it was only after a jury hung following a several month long trial that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago decided to drop charges, dismiss the charges against Robert Blagojevich. However, brother Rod ended up going on trial again, and he was convicted of several counts. I see Mr. Blagojevich again on the switchboard. Perhaps he can hear us. Mr. Blagojevich, are you there?
I am, Elizabeth. I hear you loud and clear.
Beautiful. Well, I set the story up for our listeners, so let's cut to the chase. Robert Blagojevich, if your name had been Robert Jones or Robert Smith, would you have been indicted?
I would say most likely not. The primary thrust of my story is really a cautionary tale about government overreach and what the government can do if it chooses to target an innocent man who happened to be related to a brother who the government was trying to indict and take to court. I was a convenient target to be leveraged, and that's the only reason I was in. My last name was Blagojevich, and I was convenient to be used as leverage against him, which is a typical prosecutorial tactic, which I've discovered since this happened to me.
Tell us more about your use of the term leverage. What does that mean in the context of federal trials, in your opinion?
Well, initially on, after I was arraigned in federal court in 2009, we got a call from the lead prosecutor who had offered to us he requested from us a global solution. He had asked my lawyer to get with me and have me approach my brother, and he had suggested have the brothers get together and come up with a global solution. And I asked my lawyer, what does that mean? I don't understand that. So, well, he wants you to talk to your brother and see if the two of you could work something out that will avoid a trial and come to some arrangement that ultimately would result in a plea agreement, which I would have nothing to do with it because I was an innocent man. I knew I was, and that was the beginning of my education as a novice in the criminal justice system. It's very skewed in favor of the prosecution with all kinds of leverage points, and one is to use a brother to get another brother who they were targeting to plead to avoid trial.
Or often we see that another family member is used, like a spouse or a parent. Now, a few moments ago, you mentioned your lawyer. And as a criminal defense lawyer, one of the heartening things to me, which you described in your book, was that you had a very good working relationship with your lead criminal defense lawyer, Michael Ettinger of Chicago, as well as your entire defense team. Tell our listeners how you fostered and maintained that relationship.
Yeah, that was really the key to my ability to navigate through the whole process. We had an agreement that nothing was off bounds. Our feelings were to be set aside and lead with bad information first. I had told my attorney, given my corporate experience as an executive and other experiences in my life, that I learned that I didn't know everything in whatever field I was in, and for sure I didn't know anything about federal law. And so I yielded to his expertise and told him that I would be the best criminal defendant I could possibly be, but he had to tell me how to do that. And so I deferred to him on the legal issues, honest, direct. We had a lot of arguments. I challenged him many times because I didn't know the system, and it didn't make sense what he was proposing to me, but eventually with explanation I understood what his point was. But it was an honest, open, forthright relationship where I deferred to him and his expertise, and he was very sensitive to the pressure I was under as a citizen who'd never been through a process like this before that can destroy your life if you let it. And he was sensitive to that in many ways that I found unique and helpful and grateful for to this day, and he's a friend now. We talk to each other at least once a week.
That's a beautiful story. If you've just tuned in, we're talking with Robert Blagojevich, who has written a compelling new book titled Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. This is an intensely readable book. It's approximately 200 pages. It is a page-turner, but also it's very important to point out that Mr. Blagojevich, as he just said a moment ago, is not an expert about the legal system, and accordingly, this book is written very much from the viewpoint of someone who is charged, someone who isn't unfairly charged, and he describes in detail how a novice should navigate the system. Now, Robert, one of the things I found intensely interesting about Fundraiser A is that you and your young adult son, Alex, basically charted out a plan of how to cope with the trauma of trial. Tell our listeners a bit about that plan.
Yeah, I am a person who has, over the course of his life, every year had a plan to work through whatever personal, financial, career objectives I may have had for that coming year. And having worked through business plans and other strategic plans in both in the Army and in the corporate world, I was very comfortable and used to mapping out strategies. And so I told my son Alex, who was a graduate from the University of Pennsylvania only a year before that, to please help me, because after I was indicted, it was very hard for me to kind of focus. And I knew I needed something that I could focus on and control, because when you're indicted, you're caught up in a system that you quickly realize you have no control over. And so for me, coming up with a plan that were five very simple elements that I followed every day, prioritized with the case, my business, my physical and mental health, and making sure that I spent time with my family. Many things within that system were measurable outcomes for me, which in the legal system, there's very little that's measurable day to day, week to week, month to month, and even during the trial, you just don't know where you are through the whole process. And so it gave me structure and a sense of regaining some control that I felt I had totally lost once I was indicted and was now a part of a system that was far larger than me to be able to cope. And the other thing that really struck me was when I read the indictment, it's the United States of America versus Robert Blagojevich. That's, you know, you're up against a superpower in the federal system, and they bring all those resources to bear to win. And so the plan for sure helped me keep the course, stay focused, measure outcomes, and give me some sense of psychological satisfaction that I could control still some things in my life.
You described in detail what a methodical person you are. It's worth pointing out that you emphasize repeatedly in Fundraiser A that you were only involved in your brother's campaign for 4 months. what was it like going from the very methodical corporate world in which you lived and functioned and thrived into the hurly-burly of Chicago politics?
I've been very fortunate over my working career to have transitioned from corporate structure to being a small business owner. So my small business is a real estate owner. Allowed me great flexibility. So my brother asked me if I would, for the last 4 months of 2008, to come fundraise for him. And I was hesitant to do it, but I told him I would do it on two conditions. One, that I would never play anyone for a contribution. And two, he and I had to get along. We have very different personalities, and we always clash, and even clash during those 4 months. But I would say that what I discovered, and having been involved in nonprofit fundraising and having been a salesman and sales manager and executive of a company, I kind of understood sort of chain of command and who does what. And I never had a hesitation to cold call. And so when I was given a list of people to call, I forthrightly called and very honestly and openly told them who I was and that I had nothing to do with the government. And if they gave a contribution, they should not expect anything in return. And as I cite in the book, that numerous times people were trying to manipulate me to help them get something done in the state of Illinois that I resisted. And the thing that is so disheartening to me is there are wiretaps that the FBI got on me, particularly that the U.S. attorney was able to review and saw what kind of person I was. I said no more than anything else while I was there for 4 months, while I was trying to raise funds for my brother. And so it was a very different world, and I did the best I could to navigate. But when you're wiretapped for 50 days, and then the government can pick and choose conversations that they connect dots that, in my view, never made sense, you know, you're vulnerable. And I was.
We're talking with Robert Blagojevich. He is the author of an important new book titled Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. Now, in the last answer, you referenced your brother, Rod, several times. There was a journalist who covered the trial who suggested that you write a book, and she also suggested that you call it My Brother's Keeper. Why didn't you follow her suggestion about the title?
You know, that was that's a true story, and at the time it was just very difficult for me to accept because I was going back to the courtroom to listen to more testimony. But I never viewed myself as my brother's keeper. He's his own man. I'm my own man. However, I did nothing that diminished him during trial. If anything, one of the theories about why we were hung during that trial was because I was a very effective defendant when I testified for 2 days and reflected well on my brother, which is some of the argument as to why the government at the end dropped their charges on me. But we chose Fundraiser A because it was a little bit more to the point of the story, having been named in the criminal complaint over 30 times as Fundraiser A, it seemed just more germane to what I was trying to get across. But some would say I was trying to be my brother's keeper. That's for others to determine.
Final question for you, Mr. Blagojevich. In the book, you describe how the indictment and the ordeal of trial cost you, as well as your family, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Have you gotten your life back?
That's a very good question. I reference in the book the DOJ, Department of Justice, mission statement, where it says that they're charged with a fair, impartial justice system for all Americans. And I can say that my experience was just the opposite of that, and it has left me a very cynical, wary American citizen who served his country, who pays his taxes, and tried to be a responsible citizen in his community, to where I fear my government more than I ever did. I never had a doubt as to when someone was indicted or I heard something out of Washington to question it very much, other than, you know, they must have their good reasons for indicting someone, and why is someone pleading the fifth? Pleading the fifth is the best thing we as American citizens have to protect ourselves, and I have become a much wiser person because of the experience, and yes, we have regained our footing. It's been now 5 years, and I've been very fortunate to have a wonderful wife, a great son, good friends, good business associates, and we've been able to kind of right a business and financial ship that was about to sink to now right it and going in the right direction. So we've been able to get over it, but we're scarred and we'll probably never be the same again.
Well, in the meantime, we thank you for writing this book. We thank you for joining us, and all of the luck in the world.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of my listeners. We've been talking with Robert Blagojevich, an innocent man who unfortunately was swept up in the investigation of his brother, the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich. Robert Blagojevich's book is titled Fundraiser A, My Fight for Freedom and Justice. It is a page-turner, a book that you would enjoy and learn from, and you can find out more about Mr. Blagojevich and the book on his website, robertblagojevich.com. You spell Blagojevich, B-L-A-G-O-J-E-V-I-C-H. You've been listening to Author Chats. I'm Elizabeth Kelly. Please remember, injustice anywhere threatens justice everywhere. Have a good day.